The sound of studded boots were muffled by the cheers of the crowd as the teams made their way onto the pitch. 2nd Battalion, the Rifles, on home turf as they continue to play for the Rugby Premiership against 12th Regiment, the Royal Artillery. Unbeaten up to this point, they hope to hold on to this title. They trained hard and cut back on the mince pies and mulled wine over the Christmas period in preparation for this very match. 2nd Lieutenant Philip Williams of 2 Rifles.
Well, we've been really lucky because our performance has been so good throughout the year. We've had a lot of backing from the CO, so he's been really good and given us kind of time to train. So for me this week, we had training slots on Monday and then a training session yesterday as well, which is really valuable for going into games on Wednesday. So we've been lucky in how much we've had time to prepare.
The Rifles had a great first half to the season and the team came back looking hungry for a win. Captain Saunders is the coach.
Come back from Christmas, they've trained hard, they didn't eat too much, they came back looking lean and hungry for it, trained really well this week, and then unfortunately we just couldn't piece together many plays and we were beaten by the better side, who really wanted to beat us and to win this game of rugby, and they did, so fair play to them.
In rain, hail and wind, the elements were against the Rifles, and as any sports fan knows, these can have a huge impact on the team. As the final whistle blew, the overall score stood at 21-3 to 12 Regiment Royal Artillery. 2nd Lieutenant Phil Williams of 2nd Battalion, the Rifles.
First half, I don't think we played as we expected. The conditions obviously were quite difficult. There was a really strong wind that we were playing into. I mean, we chose to play into that in the first half, but I don't think we expected for it to go that heavily against us in the first half. In terms of our performance, I think it was a definite step down from the time we last played. I just don't think our control was there. They had a good set piece at the scrum, and that didn't really help matters when we were going forward. We were always on the back foot after any restarts. So overall, yeah, there's a lot to improve on for our next game in 2 weeks.
After a team huddle and a motivational talk, the coach assured them that this was purely a learning curve and not to be disheartened, and that they will continue with fire in their bellies.
This is about winning the Army Premiership. There's no point to second place anymore. And it just gives us more venom now to come at 1 York. So if they're out there listening, 1 Yorks, we're coming at you now.
And the best of luck to both teams in the semi-finals of the Premiership League. I'm Rachel Price for BFBS in Lisburn.